I'm really happy that we have the Pittsburgh Boys Choir here. Are there some family members outside that I'm glad I see some siblings? And I want to let you know that you can text us at 412-200-5975 if you want to pass along any messages to members of the Pittsburgh Boys Choir, or you can email us. Our text number again is 412-200-5975. Email is slb@slbradio.org. Now, we're really excited to have these boys here. They range in age from 6 up to 10, or 11. Do we have somebody who's 11? Yeah, from 6 to 11. You'll get a chance to meet all of them. There's 7 that are here today. And I know you're going to like what you hear, and I'm pleased to let you know that at Northmont Presbyterian Church tomorrow, they will have a concert at 4 o'clock, so you can hear more. They have 2 songs prepared for us, and each of the 7 boys here today will also speak. They'll talk about the music, and you'll also learn about them. Let's get in ready position, boys. It's time now to have your first song. And are you going to tell us a little bit about the song beforehand? Is that the plan? Or do you want to sing first? Do you want to sing first, or what's your preference? I'm turning to your director.
Well, we'll get started with the song Shojoji.
Okay.
We'll actually explain the song before we sing.
So okay, so
going to do that?
Why don't you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit first about yourself. What's your name?
My name's Drew.
And how old are you, Drew?
10 years old.
And where do you go to school?
I'm actually homeschooled.
Any shout-outs to anyone?
Actually, yes, my mother, my grandma, Yaya, that's it.
Excellent. And who else is going, before we talk about the song, is anybody else also going to talk about the song with you?
Actually, yes.
Okay, let's step forward now so we can also talk to you. Come on over, please. What's your name?
My name is Henry, and I'm 7 years old, and I go to Bannon Academy.
What's the name of your school again?
Bannon Academy.
I see. And would you like to say hello to anybody? Any shout-outs? Okay, and who else is going to talk about this song? Come on up. And sorry for the mic. Just leaned out a teeny bit with that mic. What's your name?
My name's Ryan.
Ryan's the tallest and the oldest here. Where do you go to school?
I go to McKnight Elementary.
It's nice to meet you. Any shout-outs?
To my parents, my family, and my grandparents.
Okay, so you 3 boys, please tell us about the song you're going to open up with. Drew?
So the song's about 2 raccoons playing
around this place called Shojoji Temple. So that's where it takes place.
And they invite animals to come and dance and play.
And what's your name?
Tristan Kilpatrick.
Where do you go to school?
Homeschooled, actually.
How old are you?
8 1/2.
Any shout outs?
My mom and my brother.
Excellent. So let's hear your first song. You're in the ready position, and your director is here to join you. And we'll talk with the director maybe a little bit later, but I'm so glad you're here. And here they are, the Pittsburgh Boys Choir.
Oh,
was beautifully done. Absolutely beautiful. Let's talk to the boys who haven't had a chance to say hello yet. Just step up to the microphone here so I can get a chance to meet you or meet you again. What's your name?
My name is Logan, and I just obviously turned 10. And like my brother, my personality is utterly bonkers. Oops, did I say that out loud?
Utterly bonkers.
Yeah. Anyway, I said that out loud. I know it. Anyway, I go to Baden Academy Charter School, like my brother, obviously. And all I'd like to say a shout-out to is my mom, Evelyn, Oliver, my dad, who's far away in Texas right now, but will be coming back soon, and my favorite composer of classical music in the world, Ludwig von Beethoven, who lived from 1770 to 1827.
That's you've got a lot in that head of yours. Do you know Dr. or Ms. Abadia at Baden Academy?
Oh, yes, quite.
I know her too. I'll give you a good report when I see her next.
Okay, I know.
She's the principal or CEO of that school and is a great person, and you go to a great school. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Well, I'd like to say hi to everybody who's here right now, and especially to Miss Bensing, who I say hi to every time, and I like to check on her in the office. And, well, obviously, welcome to the 21st century, people.
Thank you, Logan. Let's meet Logan's brother, who I'm anticipating with great joy. Come on up here. What's your name? Oh, we met before. I'm sorry. Tell me your name again, though. I'm getting confused.
Henry.
Henry and Logan are brothers. When was your brother's birthday, Henry? Logan's birthday.
April 25th.
So it was just last week, like he said, just a week ago. Who else haven't we talked to yet? Come on up and tell me your name, please.
My name is Luca, and I go to Wexford Elementary School.
And you're the youngest person here, I think, right? How old are you?
7.
And is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
No.
Well, thank you for being here. Now, we've talked with just about everybody. Is Jeremiah here?
This is Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. Jeremiah may not have made it. Okay, so Ryan, hi.
Hi. My name's Ryan, and I have some shout-outs to my grandpa, this is his favorite show, my parents, George and Connie, who work on my grandma's farm, and a bunch of other people that my mom asked to watch.
Well, I'm very happy that you've got some shout-outs, Ryan. What do you like about singing in the choir?
Well, there are a lot. It just has fun. I just have fun singing with these other people that there's only one person older than me, but with these these children younger than me.
People your own age or younger or around your age. And what can you tell me about your director here? What's her name and what does she do exactly?
Her name's Sarah Wanamaker, and she she cues us in whenever we need to go, and she just makes choir fun.
That's so good to hear. Doesn't that make you feel good? And how about the woman who's playing the piano? Do you know her?
Yeah. She's Mrs. Wick, and she just makes it more fun with giving us an accompaniment on the piano.
I just wanted to be sure we acknowledged her. Now, tomorrow you'll get a chance to hear the choir. Is it bigger? Are there more kids typically than?
Yeah.
So tomorrow you'll get a chance to hear the Pittsburgh Boys Choir when they perform at Northmont Presbyterian Church at 4 o'clock. And I think you have one more song to do, right?
You have one more song?
Okay, so
can
here it comes. Oh, yeah, sure.
And also, Miss Wanamaker is also pregnant with a baby.
This just in. We have breaking news. Congratulations.
Somewhere in August.
And I have a secret identity, Sonic the Hedgehog. I fight crime.
Hey, don't forget me.
This is showing you the challenge of managing a boys' choir, a boy choir, I should say. And,
all right.
Okay.
Well, let's go with our second song. This is going to be a contrast, as you said, that we have very real
boys, and yet we can do some very formal music. This is a piece called Little Lamb Who Made Thee by John Rutter. And Rutter is an English composer. He wrote this in 2003, and it shows a very different style.
Done. Congratulations to our members of the boys' choir. And let me just ask Ms. Wanamaker, if you could come up, and you can just have a seat in front of one of these microphones, so it's nice. Drew's pulling out a chair for you. That's perfect. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the group?
Well, we started in fall of 2014, so we've only been rehearsing for about two semesters. I have about 10 boys. Most of us have been here both semesters, and it's amazing how far they can come with some focused rehearsal and some opportunities. It's one of the challenges. When we started the Pittsburgh Boy Choir, we realized an unmet need, that there are lots of music organizations, but nothing specific for boys. And usually if boys start out liking to sing, in a mixed choir, by the time they're in middle school, they no longer like to sing, and it becomes a girl's thing. And so the boy choir offers an opportunity that boys, it is a boy thing to sing, and clearly we have some great boys here and who are doing some great things with only 6 months of rehearsal.
That's just fantastic, and I'm so happy that we were able to have you here today. Are you accepting additional boys in the future, and is there a way people can contact you if you are?
We are accepting new boys. We actually audition for boys, new boys, in between each semester, so we'll audition for boys over the summer with the anticipation of accepting them to start singing in the fall, so start singing in September. You can find out more about our group, as well as do an online audition form at our website, which is pittsburghboychoir.com. And we would appreciate, we would love to have some new guests to join our group in the next season.
Well, thank you very much.
I'd also like to introduce, so we have one other person with us here today. This is Chris Young, who is a fantastic supporter of the Boy Choir, and he's come to us because he's actually an alum from a boy choir, and now as an adult has had some very good things to say about how that influenced his life. And so we've been very glad to have him here and his support through the whole project.
Well, that's terrific. And best wishes for continued success. I hope things go well. There is an African-American boys choir in the Pittsburgh area whose name is escaping me right now, but if you don't know about it, I'll find it and let you know.
Because I've seen them, and at some point it would be a great thing to do a project together with them.
That's my suggestion. They're great, and the boys, some a little older, but for the most part around the same age, so it might be a nice thing to blend. Once again, our thanks to the Pittsburgh Boy Choir. Mm-hmm.